1868, my family came here. Granddad worked that mine up on the hill. He built this cottage with his own hands, passed it on to us. They say I'm local, well, I live here still. But take a look at that old shop there and imagine what it was like to work the gravels all your days. When it closed in 1914, he got no compensation, lived 4 years more on army pay. I keep my feet upon the ground, my eyes on what's around. Sometimes things I've found, they sing their own song. I try to do right by my land, and what it puts in my hand sometimes tells me where I stand and where I come from. In my younger days round here, we're just four families. We kept our fireside, sang in chapel, worked the land. I took these fields on in the 40s from my father. He was the last of them that worked four in hand. In the 50s, they were given grants for ploughing. That much an acre made it worth the fella's while to turn the peat down in the marsh there at the bottom. And I turned up stones big as men from some old time. And I keep my feet upon the ground, my eyes on what's around. And sometimes things I've found, they sing their own songs. I try to do right by my land, and what it puts in my hand sometimes tells me where I stand and where I come from. Comes a fella up from London, says they're special, says they're ancient stones from old prehistory. Says how the peat has risen and hid 'em through the ages. Says I must save 'em, no more ploughing ground for me. And now people come here from all over England, from all the world sometimes, to look at my old stones. I take them down to the marsh, I show 'em the circle. They take my photo, sometimes ask me to their homes. But I keep my feet upon the ground, my eyes on what's around. Sometimes things I found, they sing their own songs. I try to do right by my land, and what it puts in my hand sometimes tells me where I stand and where I've come from. Folks sleeping here, even had a wedding. We've had druids coming down all in a row. It ain't chapel, and I doubt that it's quite proper. To each his own, I suppose, what do I know? I've been watching them for years come to this circle, with their dreams of how it was in the old times. don't know why they never asked me how it used to be. When this was useless, Marsh and Grandad worked the mines. Some folk live all their lives like an old story that they've written for themselves about the past. I just know Grandad and my father worked their lives out and died as poor as I will at the last. I keep my feet upon the ground, my eyes on what's around. Sometimes things I found, they sing their own songs. I try to do right by my land, and what it puts in my hand sometimes tells me where I stand and where I've come from.